Hello, thank you for joining Your Life is a Miracle with Micaeus. So what is the natural order of the universe? What is your viewpoint? What is your view? What is your cosmology of the world, of yourself, of those around you? This is a really, really important question. So I'm reading this book called The Science of Mind. It's a very interesting, huge book that can be considered like the Bible of metaphysics. And it mentions something that is not unique in sort of the, you know, new thought spiritual movement, if you will, that is basically, you know, it is done unto you as you believe. And what it states is that essentially there is a force that is always around us. There's an energy that is always around us, and through our thoughts and our feelings and our impulses, that we are actually creating the material outcome of our lives. I would say material and not material. If we have a thought, it is often that it becomes patterned into a feeling, into an impulse, and that will continue both on the physical and the non-physical. So it's very interesting. I'm looking at this quote that says, in dealing with this subtle power that's all around us, that is mind, that is spirit, we're dealing with a fluent force. It is forever taking form and deserting the form which it has taken. A practitioner of the science should not be confused over any other given form, but should know that any form which is not of the original harmony is subject to change. It goes on to say, the original spirit or the original source energy that is you is harmony. It is beauty. It is truth. The universe is not divided against itself. So for me, this is a really big theme that is seen in every, you know, spiritual, metaphysical, self-help, self-development, book, whatever, you name it, yoga, you know, return to the equilibrium, savasana, and the end part of yoga, you calm your mind, you meditation, essentially, you know, it's like your brain is scattered, you're thinking all these thoughts, or you're worried, and you enter into meditation, and you immediately experience, perhaps not immediately, but eventually, I would say the goal, quote unquote, is to feel an experience of everything is okay, is calm. And this, what all of this for me is suggesting is that the nature of the universe is, as this quote just said, harmony. It is beauty. It is perfection. It is love. So this is something that I have always sort of sat with, and I think that we should be critical of everything that we learn. We should be critical of everything that we learn and every system of that we learn so that it becomes true for us. Because if we don't pick apart these things, these principles that sound very beautiful, whatever belief system you have, then how do you know if it's really true for you? So for me, I was reading this and I thought, I don't wholly agree with this. I don't believe that the nature of the universe is beauty or harmony or love. I don't identify with those words. What I do think is let me break this down into pieces. What do I absolutely know to be true around me? Well, I believe that when I look at nature, if you look at the human body, if you look at plants, if you look at oceans or systems, I believe that there is a base point of calm or a base point of wholeness. I believe that we could call that perfection. We could call that beauty. But what it feels like to me is that there are waves of the opposite that can happen. So thinking of the example of nature, there are earthquakes, there are floods, there are catastrophic events that come and go. But I don't see that that is continuously happening. And when I sit here still in my home reading my book, I think I hear silence. I do not believe that the natural order or set point of the universe is chaos, or pain, or hurt. And that's really important because it could be that what I'm saying is completely true and that the natural order of the universe is that of wholeness, of put-togetherness. And then we go on to label it as perfection, beauty, truth, which to me just feel like opinions of that which we desire. Yeah? Or it could be that I have created this experience. I have some family who are particularly interested in politics. And my interpretation of some people who have become very, very interested in politics is that there will be sort of like a doomsday personality that comes out of that. Everything is wrong, and almost every time we speak, it's like, yes, but this thing is going on, and this is bad, and this is bad, and I feel that when that is repeated, that will become what you see. That will fill your life, not to mention your Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, whatever feeds. Because we all know, someone told me the other day, I had this conversation on the phone, And later, the next day, the same exact business that I mentioned, that was this random small business from my hometown, appeared on my Google feed. How do you suppose that that's so? Well, we can go on a lot of rants or we can go down the rabbit hole about that, about the internet and the way they get their information in order to populate your interests, in order to sell you things, yeah? But the universe is no different. That which you are putting out there is being generated so that your life is filled with that. I get nothing political on Facebook. And I'm not making politics wrong. You love politics, do your thing. I'm not into that. I like to be aware. I like to know what's going on. But my life feels pretty calm. My life feels pretty whole. My life feels pretty put together. There was a time when I focused on lack and what was not there in my finances, and that was really true. And it perpetuated itself. What you focus on expands. What you resist persists. This book, The Science of Mind, talks all about the law and basically says there is a law that which you believe is what's going to come true. It's the thing that's going to come forth. This is, in fact, what all mystics have been saying since the beginning of time. So that would be a great suggestion to consider the things that you tell yourself every day on the micro level. Consider your complainings. But more than the micro, consider your macro viewpoint. It's a very subtle thing to be aware of. But ask yourself right now, what do you believe of humanity? Do you believe that we're just kind of crazy, that we are selfish, that we are assholes, that we are stupid, that we are... What do you say? Oh my God, people are so stupid. What are the things that you say out loud? What are you perpetuating without realizing? And what is your cosmology? What do you ultimately believe is the nature of the universe? Because that will be your creation. Part of what's true for me out of these teachings is like, there is no good or bad. Good or bad is simply a product. It's an opinion and it's a product. There is a law that is working in the universe, and either you are constructively working with it to achieve your desires in the desired form, or you are allowing your limitations and your worries and all these things to work you and to outpicture in your life. So many people use things like affirmations. They get up and they affirm the day, or they consider the way that their thoughts are putting forth and creating their universe. It's not to fool yourself, but it's to really unpack what's there. Yeah. So I'm very grateful for you being here. I'm grateful for having this conversation. This is what I feel I'm here to do, to have these deep conversations. What are you here to do? I'm very grateful for you. Please like, subscribe. You can reach out on Instagram at @Mikaeus_Arana. You can message me. Do your thing. I look forward to seeing you next time. Namaste.